pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
St. Louis has gone Hollywood with all kinds of exciting enhancements, including hundreds of the newest, hottest slots. The new Hollywood Casino, St. Louis, now open.
Yeah, I say hooray for Dawn Meadows Dixon. That's what I say. She's here. No, not actually here. She's on the phone. And I am assuming she has a movie, and I'm not assuming, but I know that she's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Some people don't care about their cars. They drive around in dirty, filthy cars. People actually walk up and write things like, wash me, on them. They're so dirty. I'm not one of those people. I like a clean car, and I have three locations where you can have a clean car for a ridiculously low amount of money when you consider how good the car wash is. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, there's also Westport Car Wash on Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and one on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash is proud to present Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey.
Hey, Dawn.
How you doing?
I know you are all Twihard fans.
All diehard
right?
fans?
No.
No. The original.
No.
The original.
Yeah. Not diehard.
Okay. Dan told me he was a fan.
The Twilight series.
Twihard.
Oh, Trihard.
Twihard.
Try.
I try hard to like it. Twihard. What? Twilight fans.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Twihard. I don't even know. What's a Twihard?
What that is.
Twihard is a Twilight fan.
Oh,
I didn't even know that.
No,
that's how much of a fan I'm not.
I am speaking a different language here. I can
No,
tell.
I've never, I have never, and I'm sure we'll never see one of those movies.
Me neither, yeah. It doesn't.
Well, consider
two.
Yourself lucky.
Well, lucky.
I do not get it.
And women are the target. You're the one that's supposed to get it.
I do not get it. And actually, my children don't seem to really get it, but I think I do influence them quite a bit. Took my daughter last night to see Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. This is the one we've all been waiting for.
I'm waiting for Twilight Breaking Wind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but it would be if I...
Did I break wind?
No, you didn't, Lauren.
That one stinks.
Okay, we've got way off topic here. But
no, I
took my daughter, and I nearly had to twist her arm to go. She just was not into it. And I think it's because the first one we watched together, and it, to me, was a B-movie. Now, this is the very first movie ever made. I didn't get it. I didn't read the books. I understand that if you've read the books, you appreciate the movies a little bit more. However, as I was walking...
And there's always a however.
And there always is a however. As I was walking out of the film last night, there was a young woman, and she turns to my daughter. She says, how old are you? And she says, 14. And the young woman says, well, I'm 20. She said, I read the hardcover book of this movie when it first came out, before anybody else was talking about it. I was so hooked. I've watched every single film. I've read every book. And I turned to her and I said, and did you like this? And she said, no, it's ridiculous. She said, the stories are good, the movies are bad. And yet these fans keep coming back time after time after time.
Don't they all star that pasty-faced Robert Pattinson, that guy with a lot of dirty
yes.
hair?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I believe he's wearing quite a bit of makeup. His lips seem a little bit more ruby red. It also stars Taylor Lautner, who, yes, in case you're wondering, he does take off his shirt.
Oh, thank you.
In this film again. Towards the beginning of the film, my daughter turns to me. She said, you knew it had to happen. You knew it was going to happen. It, of course, stars Kristen Stewart as Bella. And the girl, to me, cannot act. She has no expression on her face, and it doesn't change in this film. The film, though, it cost $75 million to make, so you would expect it to be a little bit better than the first one that came out of the gate. So the special effects are quite impressive, but it's probably just as cheesy as the first one.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
All right, in a minute or so, tell me, as someone who has never seen or wanted to see any of this crap, what is this whole Twilight thing about, in a nutshell? What's the story?
In a nutshell, a young girl falls in love with a vampire.
Let me back up. When she falls in love with this pasty-faced, dirty-haired guy, does she know that he's a vampire, or does she find out later?
Well, I believe pretty quickly, and you have to understand, I'm not a big fan. Pretty quickly, she realizes there's something different about this guy, especially when he attacks her and bites her neck, and that happens in the first film.
But they're going to school, right? They meet in school.
But he's a vampire. He looks different than everybody else. One thing you'll notice, their eyes all look very different. They sparkle in the sunlight because that's what vampires do. And then there's a werewolf played by Taylor Lautner, Jacob Black, who also falls in love with Kristen Stewart's character.
Here's what I don't understand about women getting all giddy about this. In real life, if a pasty-faced, dirty-haired guy came up to you and sank his teeth in your neck and sucked your blood, you'd call the police.
Yeah.
You call 911 and go, there's a crazy pale-faced lunatic trying to suck the blood out of me. Get over here and arrest this guy. Instead, it's just some romantic turn-on thing. I don't get it.
Well, there has been for a long time a fascination with this whole vampire thing, as we know.
And I don't understand that.
It ebbs and flows throughout time. Dark Shadows was popular when I was younger. And Barnaby Jones, and I believe that was his name.
Collins.
Collins, okay. Yeah,
Barnaby Jones was, what's his name?
Buddy Ebsen. The Beverly Hillbillies.
Wait a minute, you're telling me that Jed Clampett was a vampire?
Yeah, Barnaby Jones was.
Newsflash. No, I got my
Barnabas
old
Collins.
TV shows crossover here. But the film is basically this love triangle that takes place. Edward wins out. He marries her in part one of this last part of the saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, and they have a child. So this film, Part 2, is after the birth of their daughter and how they try to protect her from the other bad vampires that will want to kill her. And that's basically what this film is about. It is so sophomoric. There is not much to this storyline. We now have 5 films, 4 books, and I still don't get it. Is this the series
where, like, a guy transforms into an animal or something?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you really are in the dark, aren't you?
Well, he morphs into a...
Taylor Lautner, his character, Jacob Black. And he becomes the protector of this baby. They actually are now all getting along in this last film. And I don't want to give it away. There is a twist, so the fans are going to love the twist. I will say, I turned to my daughter, I said, what did you like about it? She said, Mom, the credits. I know. And I said, you know, you should be a reviewer. This is great. Great comeback. But the credits, there is kind of a surprise in the credits. So stay for the credits if you're a fan. And you have to understand that right now out at Ronnie's, there are hundreds of people that are watching all of the films. They're doing a marathon, all the films leading up to this new film to be shown tonight at midnight. There are people who live and die for this. The premiere for this film the other day in L.A. was bigger than any premiere they'd done. These fans are, the core fans are loyal.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. I don't get it.
I don't get it. I know
there are a lot of moms that are really into this.
All right, you just made me think of something. We talked about this once a long time ago. When you just said credits, it made me think of something. And when I say this, everybody is gonna have the same reaction. Wow, that's true. Whatever happened to that? At the end of every movie, it would come up and say, the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't know it's over. When it went black and it went directed by, starring, you don't know it's over. You have to tell us it's the end. I'm not kidding. Go watch any old movie on TV, and it says the end, but it doesn't say the beginning of the movie.
And a lot of them ran the credits in the beginning. They would run the credits in the beginning. Now, of course, we have them at the end. Now the new thing is stay for the credits. They want to give credit to all those people that worked on the film, and there's sometimes a surprise at the end.
Yeah, they'll put some video at the end, but I just think it's funny when I watch those old movies when it says the end. Yeah.
After all these years of watching movies, we get it. I will say, too, that this whole thing where Kristen Stewart cheated on Robert Pattinson, it is having an effect on the film. Even though my daughter is not a fan, as there were scenes where they were, you know, very romantic, my daughter would turn to me, I can't believe she cheated on him. As if it really mattered.
He should have washed his hair. If he'd washed his hair, she wouldn't have cheated on
him. Yeah.
Chicks don't like
she
smelly, stinky hair.
She also told me she believes that Kristen Stewart wears the pants in the relationship.
Well, obviously.
Probably. That guy doesn't look too tough and manly to me.
He came crawling back to him.
I think she's right.
Yeah, well, let's, what's this called? What's it called? The something saga?
I don't criticize those who love this, but...
All right, what's it called? The what? Twilight what
it's
saga?
It's called Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Opens, midnight tonight, tomorrow, and look out. It's a big opening this weekend.
ARDs.
I am being generous, really, because I could go lower. 2.25 ARD.
Wow. Yeah, that seems
being
high.
Generous. Here they come.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dan. Bye, everybody.
All right, Dawn Matters Dixon, everybody. Brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Westport College. Honest to goodness, I do not get it. I don't get the zombie thing. I don't get vampire stuff.
I saw the first two.
Well, you got a daughter.
Yeah.
And that's probably why you want to be able to, bond and relate or whatever.
She wouldn't let me see the third one. I was going to take... my daughter and a couple of her friends, and she says, no, you can't go to this one. I'm like, why? I've already been to the first two. I need to find out what's going to happen next.
Well,
she wouldn't let me go.
Better you than me. Thank goodness my daughter was, I don't know if she sees that stuff, but I've never asked her. She's 24, and I've never even asked her about that crap.
She could possibly. Well, your wife likes all that.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff, right?
My wife watches, what's the TV series?
True Blood.
Oh, man. I sat down and tried to watch it one night, and I just looked at it and I go, what's the matter with you? What are you watching this for? I don't get it. But she watches that, and she, she watches two soap operas, Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful. And if you've ever watched a soap opera, they literally just don't ever go anywhere. It's just dragging out the same scenario for weeks and months. And you can watch any of these soap operas and not have seen it for 3 months. You're caught right back up. And it's just, I get it from the 60s, okay, and as the world turns and all. But in today's world, I just don't understand the appeal of a soap opera, because there's nothing about, this probably doesn't make sense. I was saying nothing about those characters that women who watch them can relate to. You can't relate to them, but I guess you can't relate to James Bond either. You can't relate to anything much that's on the TV. In the department of people I don't get and I don't understand, this Keith Urban, I saw where he's coming to St. Louis. Did you ever see this guy?
No.
He's got that goofy, stringy hair parted down the middle, and He looks to me like he's trying to look like a cute kid. You know, oh, shucks, look at me, I'm cute Keith Urban. And I like country music, but I don't get him. And I don't get the Nicole Kidman. That boy, you look at those two, that just doesn't look like a matchup to me. And I don't get him. I've tried it. I don't get Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney, one of the biggest names in country music, Kenny Chesney. I get Toby Keith. I get Trace Adkins. I get Carrie Underwood. I'd like to get Carrie Underwood. I don't get Taylor Swift. And I don't get this Keith Urban. Is he trying to... Here's another thing. Zach Brown. I like Zach Brown. Do you know anything about them?
No. I don't pay attention to any country.
Zach Brown Band's a good band. What's interesting about country music is it has gone from cowboy hats to baseball caps and earrings. And if you put my dad in front of a TV and you turn on a country music award show, and a guy gets up like this Jason Aldean, or maybe that's a name I'm thinking, maybe not, and they got not one earring, but two earrings. And you told my dad, that's a country music singer. He would confuse him.
No, it isn't.
No. Look at him. He's got an earring.
And Zach Brown. Zach Brown's the one that wears that stocking cap.
He wears
right?
that sock.
Yeah,
that
the
sock
stocking cap. Yeah,
or a baseball cap. But he wears that stocking cap. And I really like Zach Brown, but that cap irritates me because I'm just tired of looking at it. What is the point of that cap? And it gets hot, he'll wear it. It's cold, he'll wear it. But his music's good. Zach Brown's music is really good. But the funny thing about country music is when I see a country music singer with a cowboy hat, I look at him and I go, have you ever even seen a cow? Have you touched a cow?
Right.
Have you even been on a horse? A cowboy hat was designed for hot weather and rain. And it's kind of like a fireman's hat to shed water so that it runs off. But
they must feel like they have to, though, to be a part of that music.
Well, but
because everybody identifies
with it. Vince Gill doesn't wear a cowboy hat. I can name you a couple. Keith Urban doesn't wear a cowboy hat. A lot of these guys. It's just funny to me that some of them are never seen without a cowboy hat, and then some of them don't wear them at all, and they're both playing country music. But the idea of wearing it would be kind of like to me if there was some genre of music where you wore a fireman's hat. It had nothing to do with what you're doing, singing. I just think it's funny. And I'm not dissing country music or those people, or they're more successful than I'll ever be. I just think that's a funny thing because I don't think there's any other kind of music where there's a uniform for the music. Or there's a piece of an article of clothing like a hat. Is there?
Yeah, metal music, and rock music, they all wear, tight jeans and long hair.
They don't have a sort of symbolic hat.
No,
they wear. I see a cowboy hat. I don't think of rodeo and rustling. I think, country music, cowboy hat. We have a lot of calls here. Let's take them. Shane is up. Hello, Shane. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Frank?
Doing great. What's going on?
Well, first, I'm aiming a PM.
That's good. Hallelujah.
And second, I would like to contradict Dawn's review of Twilight, though I haven't seen the last one. Just her overall review.
Okay, well, it's hard to contradict a review because a review is just an opinion. So it's not really right or wrong. It's just what she thought. That's all it is.
Well, I guess I should say more her trying to explain what it was.
Oh, okay, what it's about.
Right.
Okay, you tell me what it's about.
Okay. And you got a family of vampires who has just enough humanity left.
Yeah, let me start by asking you this. Shane, I'm a little concerned for you. How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
29.
Now, you're a guy.
Yes.
So it's not just women who are into this?
No, actually, it was my brother that turned me on to the books.
Really? All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell me the story.
So you got a family of vampires. Like I said, they got enough humanity left in them that they don't want to kill people. They're trying to avoid it at all costs. They eat animals and other stuff like that.
Oh, no. Okay, well, now it's more believable. They're eating animals. Yeah. Like live animals?
They still have to drink blood, but they don't want to do it from other people.
They're taking down tigers and mountain lions.
So you're not talking pulling over to get roadkill. You're talking about wrestling a live animal and drinking its blood.
Exactly.
Okay, well, now it's a little more realistic.
So the young lady falls in love with Edward. And she doesn't know he's a vampire at first. She figures it out, but he doesn't bite her.
Ah.
That was, I don't know where she got the bite her in the neck thing, but he never bit her in the neck.
Okay.
Never drank her blood, matter of fact.
Really?
Mm. She was attacked by a regular vampire at one point in the movie, but never by Edward.
Edward is Pattinson, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Edward's the dirty hair guy.
Okay, dirty hair, pasty face, Robert Pattinson.
But there is a way to feed, I guess, without biting.
Love interest, but hey. But your shapeshifters aren't werewolves either.
What'd you call them?
Shapeshifters. In the books, they refer to them not so much as werewolves, but as a tribe of Indians that believe their ancestors could change into a wolf or an animal to protect the village from threats.
Hmm.
And as these vampires move into the town, they start being able to transform into wolves, kind of like their ancient ancestors, which a lot of Native American beliefs, it's kind of based off of real Native American beliefs. A lot of them believe they had shapeshifters in their history.
Okay.
Wow.
So, not saying that there's any truth to shapeshifting. I'm just saying that there were Native American tribes, especially northward Alaska.
I think Shane has successfully turned Frank around. You're going at midnight tonight, aren't you?
You know what? I can't wait to go now.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, just because I like George, you know.
Yeah.
It was a compelling story. I would suggest you read the books if you're not going to watch the movie.
Yeah.
You would find the history and backdrop to be thorough.
There's about no chance that I'm going to read that book. Not going to happen.
I just think that, nothing against Dawn, but I think she likes the artsy-fartsy movies. And as an amateur filmographer, I appreciate artsy movies.
Well, I got to tell you something. You've done a good job of explaining this. I think you deserve a round of applause. I think you did a great job.
But I would say the story's better than what she makes it out to be.
Okay. Take
I would go
for
4
it.
Stars, but definitely 3.
But right. She also said she wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Of the series.
All right, Shane, thank you for the call.
No, thanks, guys.
We got a bunch of people on here, and I like to get the women in because I like women. Kathy, you're up. Kathy, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good.
I agree with almost everything you said, but you really got me riled up when you started saying not such nice things about Keith Urban. So I want to kind of give you some fun facts.
What I said is I don't get him, and I don't get him. I just don't get him.
Well, for one thing, I think you need to go see him in concert with your wife.
Boy.
And you'll probably get lucky that night. Let me just tell you that.
You don't know my marriage, but go ahead.
Okay. Because he's excellent in concert, and one of the things he does that I really admire is he, about halfway through the concert, he goes out into the audience, kind of high up, and he'll find, like, I hate to say it, but kind of like an awkward-looking preteen girl, braces, kind of looking, and he will give her his guitar.
Like give it to her to keep?
To keep, yes. Ooh, there'll be all these little hotsy-totsy chickies up there, and he'll bypass all of them, and he'll try to find, like, a girl who's, just kind of in that awkward stage.
Homely.
So if you want to get a guitar and get attention, if you're going to one of his concerts, you've just given gals a nice tip. Ugly up a little bit, put on some fake braces, try to make yourself look a little bit like a wallflower.
Right,
he might pick you out. That's a great tip. I didn't know that.
But then the other thing is that you probably don't get, and a friend of mine says this every time, and she's a female. She's like, I just don't get it. It's that greasy hair. And
yeah, I don't get that part down the middle haircut.
But he's got, he doesn't have the greatest hair, but his hair gets kind of greasy looking because he's a really good guitar player, and he gets very sweaty within the first probably 5 minutes that he's playing in concert.
Wow.
So that's why his hair doesn't look so good, because he's an excellent, excellent guitar player. So I'm just sticking up for my buddy Keith Urban because I think he's terrific, and I see him every time he's in concert.
Well, he's had that same goofy part down the middle, greasy-looking hair when he's sitting at an awards show, sitting out in the seats, and he's not even playing the guitar. So I don't he's more successful than I'll ever be, and he got Nicole Kidman.
Right,
so,
and I don't understand that still to this day.
Just if you look at them together, you just go, wow, what the heck? Well, you know what? Maybe I'll take a different look at him. I appreciate the information. How old are you?
I'm 51.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank.
Do you read 51 Lots of Fun magazine? Well, I do. I do, and I subscribe to it. It's called 51 Lots of Fun, and there's a great article in there this month about how a woman's sexual peak, and she's most exciting at the age of 51. So congratulations. Yeah,
good
story.
Good to know.
It is good to know. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Could you hear it?
Yep.
Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Flying. Lyndia, at least that's what Dan has on the screen. Is that right, Lyndia? Is that your name?
It is. Do you remember me?
I remember that I've seen this name before.
was in the Dominican Republic with you.
Hey. Okay. Right. Yes. Nice.
Married to Burt Lancaster. Remember?
Yes, absolutely. How's Burt doing?
Burt's doing great, thank you.
Are you going to Jamaica?
Absolutely.
All right.
We're on for Jamaica.
We will be seeing you in just about 2 months.
Absolutely.
So what's going on?
Oh, I wanted to tell you that Kathy just stole my thunder.
By the way, I have to tell you something. You really do have some beautiful eyes. I know exactly who you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So Kathy stole your thunder about Keith Urban?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. About Keith Urban. He is incredible in concert. My husband says that it is the best concert that he has ever seen. And she's right. He comes out into the audience. He's very, very friendly.
He's not going to give you a guitar because you're hot looking.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
You're too cute. He's not going to give you a guitar.
No, I didn't get a guitar. Girls.
No, you didn't.
But the girl behind me got a guitar.
Wow.
Yeah. And the thing about him is he plays, in his concert, he plays about, I'd say 10 different guitars. He is an incredible musician. He just doesn't sing.
I will give him that. I saw him on, I forgot what it was recently, and I got a chance for the first time to watch him play. And he can play.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
I'll ease up on him.
When is he coming? Why don't we go together?
You know what? Go on STL today. You mean just the two of us? You and I go together?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll give that some thought. Go check STL today, the website for the post. It's there. I just saw the entertainment section that he's coming. I didn't know this when it was. It's easy to find.
Yeah. Well, he is excellent.
All right,
I think you should take your wife and go, and you would enjoy it.
Let's go back to the other idea of taking you. I'd rather go with that. All right, Lindia, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I remember Lindy. Remember her husband? Looks like Burt Lancaster?
Yeah.
You know, when I think of Burt Lancaster, I think of that movie, The Swimmer.
Oh, sure.
And I can almost hear it now when Burt Lancaster says,
I can swim all the way home. Man.
Swimmer. I may be the only one that thinks that's funny. we got to do some business. We always have to do some business. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I was thinking about today about, I was trying to remember when was the first year or how old was I when we got air conditioning. I think I was 15. I believe I was 15. And it was a window unit. It was no central air. Oh, yeah, that was for rich people. The window unit. But I remember visiting an aunt, and she had it because my uncle was a preacher, and so they lived in the parsonage. Parsonage is the house provided by the church, and they had a window unit. And I would just on a summer day, we'd go visit them, and the first thing I'd do, I'd run and just put my face in front of it and just breathe in that cold, that air conditioner smell. And I still remember that. We had a window fan. And every spring, my dad would get it out, and he'd take a paintbrush, and he'd use that to knock the dust off of it. And he had one of those like real oil cans, and thank you.
You
push the bottom, and it.
Yeah, that little tin.
And
he'd
oil the motor, and he'd put it in the window, and then he'd make sure it was secure and tight, and then he'd hit it. And as a kid, I never understood.
It
blew out.
Yes.
I used to think, my dad's really stupid. I thought, my dad must be stupid. He's blowing air out. We need air to come in here. Nah, it comes back in the windows and circulates around. But that was a big deal, man. That meant it's going to be getting warm. We got to put the window fan in here. Those days are over. Even the most basic home that's built now has a central air. And if that's your home and it's a simple basic unit, Matheny will take care of it. They'll keep it running for you. If you live in a mansion, if you live in a $10 million home and you have four units, they'll take care of them. If it's a business, big business, little business, Matheny. It doesn't matter what the brand is. Matheny, doesn't it matter how old it is? If it needs to be replaced, Matheny. St. Louis, St. Charles counties. If you live in either of those, they would be happy for you to become their next new customer. And they reward you for being AM and the PM. 15% off the first service call. And if you get on their planned service agreement, you get a discount on that too for being AM and the PM. See, there's a lot to be said for being AM and the PM. It's a good, solid family business. You're going to be very glad you found these people. They're honest. And they are competitive with their charges, and they don't make up things that are wrong that aren't wrong with your heating and cooling system. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Tim Weiland is flying around St. Louis looking for traffic problems. Tim, what do you see?
Well, there's a couple of them. First of all, over on Route 3, you've got a train that's about, well, we flew over about 5 minutes ago. It was about midway through at Queenie. So, folks, just be patient. He was moving. It should be cleared by now. But you had backups on southbound Route 3 approaching Monsanto. Just a real small backup, northbound traffic. Boy, we've got some heavy traffic coming in on eastbound 64. You were jamming up almost like morning traffic from Clarkson up through Timberlake Manor, or through Mason. It's a little bit heavy again as you approach 170 through Big Bend. Westbound 64, the usual slowdown this time of afternoon. Kings Highway through McCausland, Ballas out through Maryville Center, and then it's a little bit slow through Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. Looking at southbound 270, pretty good run from 70 down through 64, but that's where you really hit the brakes, and you're running stop and go down through Doherty Ferry. The downtown bridge approaches look really well. No problems on eastbound 64. They have reopened all those lanes from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. So you're looking good there. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. This Friday, tomorrow, and Saturday, it's all on sale at Kohl's. Absolutely everything on your gift list. Plus, shop night owls Friday, 3 p.m. to midnight, and early bird Saturday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's all on sale at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Locked and loaded for the Friday edition. Randy Naughton inside the studios co-hosting with me. Joe Holloman, Post-Dispatch, telling you what's happening around town over the weekend. Also, with the release of Twilight, what's our obsession with vampires? We'll talk to an expert and a film director behind the movie Knuckleball, showing this weekend at the film festival.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, from noon till three weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure the Rosetta Stone method is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
This is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking in a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes?
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-400-4010. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now, 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Suffering with the discomfort of stiff, achy joints is bad enough. But what makes it even worse is the disappointment that comes from incomplete joint products that just don't work. But now, you can finally get relief from your discomfort and disappointment thanks to Instaflex, the first complete joint solution that's now the number one seller at GNC. Instaflex is number one because, unlike others that only disappoint you, its fast-acting complete formula can start relieving your joint discomfort in just a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex just by calling 1-800-900-6110. Complimentary samples are not available in stores, but if you call now, we'll ship your sample straight to your door. But hurry, supplies are very limited. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But remember, you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-900-6110. That's 1-800-900-6110.
You know the problem with honey-do lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren, president of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate, 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think, 877-25-RHINO.
Don't pay, don't
paint Rhino. Go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again. Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Once again, we're here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the salt, tree sap, and decorative contributions by birds for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
And this time, we're in car.
Here we go.
Here comes the spray as Rain Tunnel Express uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here's the shampoo.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to protect your car.
And now you can save money with gift cards that never expire.
Get 5 downpour washes for $20.
You save $5.
Get 5 monsoon washes for $40.
You save $10.
Order online at raintunnelexpress.com or at any of their locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, in South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois.
Oh, we're drying now.
I must say that going through the Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean. But here's a suggestion.
What?
Next time, let's put the convertible top up.
Yeah, but now I qualify for the carpool lane.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it gets my glasses nice and clean.
This week is the Creve-Coeur Camera Expo and Sale. Buy a camera and choose your savings. A free memory card, 600 free prints, or 1 year's free financing. All this week at every store. And Friday and Saturday, come to our expo and meet the reps at the Superstore on Olive. You can learn about cameras, lenses, lighting, tripods, and more. Plus, you can take a few free seminars. All at the Creve-Coeur Camera Superstore that's a half mile east of 270 on Olive. It all happens this week at Creve-Coeur Camera, your camera outfitters. Visit our website for details.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
And get to sleep. I think about the implications.
Who's this?
Of diving into
the deep. That at work, yeah.
And possibly the complications.
We have a couple people on hold, so we'll talk to them. And if you want to join them, we'll talk to you too. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. The first on hold is Dean. He's not on hold anymore. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Frank, how you guys doing today?
Let me check.
Good,
how are we doing?
Great.
We're doing great, Dean.
That's good. Yesterday, someone called in asking about a TV show about St. Louis.
Yeah, they said it was called Defiance.
Right. I actually seen it. It's on Sci-Fi Channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's after we've had war with aliens, like, way in the future.
So is it a true story?
Yeah. No.
Must be.
Well, it's in the future. We don't know if it is.
It's in the future. We don't know.
It could be, yeah.
And if you go online and look for it, it actually shows, like, the arch half blown up, and it's based in St. Louis.
I probably won't go to see
probably
it,
not.
Just because I'm not an aliens kind of guy or vampire or zombie guy.
Okay.
But it's obviously, did they really blow up the arch? Or is it
no, I guess it's all computer generated.
Thank goodness.
Because what it is the bit that I seen, they're talking about, they say something about, this looks like St. Louis, and they go, no, this is Defiance.
Is it good? Is the show any good?
For sci-fi, I mean...
Or does it look like B-grade, cheap production?
It looks like it might be pretty good. I mean, I'm going to give it a shot just to give it a shot because I'm a TV nut and I like watching just about everything.
Okay.
So, and there's one other thing I want to just tell you a couple numbers about a TV show and see what you think.
Okay.
10.9 million viewers for a season premiere.
Was it the season premiere this year?
This year.
10.9, that's a big, I don't know.
Okay, this past Sunday, it pulled in a 5.6 with the ages of 18 to 49.
Sunday?
What are you talking about, Homeland?
No.
Oh.
Okay, now here's one other little trivia point thing. This show set a cable viewing record in season 2 premiere then broke it with a mid-season return, then broke it again with its finale, and broke it again with its season premiere this year.
Oh, it's got to be Walking Dead.
That's it. It's
really?
Rated. They're predicting it to be the most watched script show ever on TV.
It's wow, another show. Where's this on? I've never seen
that's
this.
That's AMC.
Holy, how do people keep up with all these shows?
But, Frank, when this show, because sometimes they'll re-show the whole episodes like on a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to call and let you know. I want you to watch the first hour and a half. If you don't like it after the first hour and a half, then I'll buy you a shake someplace.
No, Dean, I got to tell you something. I've had about three people tell me that even if I don't think I like zombies, and they mention this Walking Dead, they say this thing, and I have to tell you, every once in a while, I get tipped off to something that I wouldn't have thought I would have liked, and boom, it's great. This may be one of those.
And like I said, I guarantee you, if you don't like it, I'll buy you a milkshake someplace.
Okay, and again, where's it on again?
It's on Sunday nights on AMC.
AMC. All right, Dean.
Okay, there's one other show I want to mention to you, too, that I don't know if you're familiar with.
All right.
Sons of Anarchy.
I've seen it. Yeah, the motorcycle show.
That is probably the most violent show on TV right now.
I think the only show I ever saw that was more violent, remember that one that was in a prison setting, Oz, or you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It's Showtime. It was it just called Oz?
I think so.
It was a prison. Holy mackerel, it was violent. And that's what Sons of Anarchy kind of reminds me of. And that's the show that's got that guy that was the beast on Ron Perlman.
Ron
right?
Perlman and Katie Sagal's in it.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah, I like her.
All right, Dean, good suggestions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Jim, you're on. What's up?
Yeah, you happened to bring up Burt Lancaster before.
Sure.
And I was in the Marines like in the late, mid-60s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. And at the time, they were talking about making a movie of, did you ever watch The Pacific?
Yes.
Okay, well, the guy that they said, you know, Colonel Puller, P-U-L-L-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he had a couple small parts in it, but he was one of the most decorated Marines, I think, in the history of the Marine Corps. He actually served in the Philippines, and then I think he was in First World War, the Second World War, and he was a general in Korea.
All right.
At the time, in the mid-late 60s, they were talking about making a movie of him with Burt Lancaster as being him. They called him Chesty Puller. And I was wondering if Peon, with his computer ability, if there was any way of doing any type of
research,
emailing or research to Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, who I think were the executive producers of Pacific. And
we'll call them. We'll call Spielberg or Hanks. We got their cell phone.
Yeah, call them. Well, actually, there is a local connection in the sense that I think Steven Spielberg married his second wife, I guess it is. Her name is Kate Capshaw.
From St. Louis.
And I think she grew up in Florissant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm just saying that this would be something that would really be, I think, really good for like a two-part, you know, miniseries on HBO or something.
All right.
But it's just a shame that they didn't actually make the movie with Burt Lancaster. He would have been perfect for the part. But I don't know who they would get to play him, but it's kind of remarkable that somebody goes through four wars, you know, still make it, you know, make it through and die a regular death, you know.
You bet. All right, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Big Burt Lancaster fan. Jim fought in the 60s, so Jim would be, I don't know, 60-ish or something. Thompson Price is in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. It used to just be kitchen and baths, but now they're in the home entertainment room business too, because you have to be. I mean, that's a big deal now. And when you think about remodeling kitchens, again, you always like to think of how far kitchens have come. And refrigerators. Remember defrosting a refrigerator? Gigantic nightmare that was. Big chunks of that white. And I don't know if it's true, but my mother used to tell me that ice was poison.
Yes, that's what I always heard, too.
did your mother tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't eat that ice, it's poison.
I always heard that.
And I don't know if it was poison or not, but, man, I was convinced. If I got it on me, I got that white ice on me. Battery acid or something. Defrosting refrigerators. Nobody had a dishwasher in the kitchen. My goodness, what? And I remember, too, that people who couldn't afford dishwashers, like my parents, would badmouth them. Well, they don't get dishes clean. I don't care if she does have a dishwasher. You can't clean dishes well with it's just sour grapes because they didn't have one. Well, if you see what can be done with kitchens now and bathrooms now and home entertainment rooms, it's the Jetsons. I mean, it's already into the future, and that's the great thing about Thompson Price. They don't look at just today. They look at what can we do to make this kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room something special 10, 15 years from now. You don't want it to become dated too soon, and they have all the answers. They know how to do that. They're really good at what they do, and they're visionaries. They can see things you can't see. You can look at pictures in a magazine and go, I'd like to do this. They have even more and better ideas to add to your ideas. Start with their website, if you would, please, thompsonprice.com.
Let's get another quick look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Yeah, we've got some problems out here on westbound Highway 100 between Old State Road and 109. It's shut down. A pretty serious accident. It's also causing eastbound drivers on 100. A lot of police on that side also to slow down to take a look there. That train has crossed on Route 3, so everything is open at Monsanto and Queenie. Southbound 270, that was now slow on either side of Olive, and then stop and go from approaching 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, nothing but brake lights. From McDonald through New Flores, and then it looks good out to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And then westbound 70, you were really heavy and slow between Highway 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Once you get beyond the Blanchette, everything looks pretty good out through TRQs. This traffic report brought to you by Carfax. Shopping for a used car? Start your search looking for a Carfax Advantage dealer. Every car comes with a Carfax report. Just say, show me the Carfax. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here, and you know what? Crappy movies were just that for the longest time. Then along comes Mystery Science Theater 3000 to make them fun again. The guy behind it, Joel Hodgson, brings us Cinematic Titanic this weekend. The Family Arena, will talk to him Thursday night, Music Club, and more. See you tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Problem, your skin is dry, your throat is scratchy, and yow, Static Shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Gilda House Comfort Systems, serving St. Louis, Franklin, and Jefferson counties, or visit GildaHouseHVAC.com.
Tiger football on the Big 550 is sponsored in part by Connolly Roofing.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100. Connolly Roofing is the official roofer of Mizzou football on KTRS.
Mizzou in the SEC.
The inaugural season continues. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 K.